All right, so we're at the bottom of Nandala Daman Bays by the Mishnah, Kafkaf Bays. So the Mishnah says, as Zakin Mamra, LP Basin, a Zakin, a rebellious elder, someone, one of the Zakenim of the Sanhedrin, of any Sanhedrin, who goes against the judgment of the rest of the Sanhedrin, as the Gemara will discuss, his punishment is by Beis Din. He gets it's a Bidei Adam. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, ki yipali im chadavar l'mishpat, and it's something if you're not sure about in regards to judgment, then the count of the list, so you go up to the place. It's where Hashem chose, your shlai. So now, Shoshabat Adinim Hayisham, there were three e-basins in your shlai. Echad Yeshav El Pesach HaRabayis, there was one by the entrance of the HaRabayis. When it says the entrance, it means the entrance from the Beis Mikdash to the HaRabayis. In other words, the door to the Beis Mikdash. The door to the Ezra's Nashim. The other one was by Shar Nikonor, by the door to the Azara. And the third one, the major one, the other two were Sanhedrins of 23 people. The major one of 71 was in the Lishkas Gazis. So now, the order of things was, Bam Lazashal Pesach Harabayis, they'd go to the Beis Din and by the Harabayis, to the first one, Bam Lahem Achterashti, and this Zakin would tell them, this is what I taught, V'Kachter Shechaveir, and this is what my friends taught, this is what my fellows taught. Kach Lamati V'Kach Lam V'Chaveirai, this is what I learned, and this is what my colleagues exist. Learned. Im Shamu, if this Sanhedrin had heard that this is the halacha, Amru Ulahem, then they would say that. And then the halacha would be decided accordingly. Vim Lav, and if not, Ban Lais and Shal Pesach Azara. They would go to the one by the door to the Azara, by Shanikanor. And same kind of thing would happen. If the people by Shar Nikonor are new this to be the halacha, then good. If not, then go all the way up to the a big one in the Lishkas Gazis. But from there, Tayar would go to the entire Jewish nation. As the pasuk says, from the place where Hashem will choose. That was the big basin. That was the major the basin of Gadol. It is, and unfortunately, we discussed that extensively, but. Honestly, I haven't brushed up on those in Farshim, so I'll have to leave that for another day. So the same kind of process would happen over there. In Beis Din 71, they would decide I'd whether this individual. Well, what he's saying is accurate, or whether it's wrong. So now, he goes back to his city. If he learned and taught the way how he had taught before, then Potter, he's still Potter. However, if he not only he taught it in public, but actually told people. Well, practically, this is what you should do. Halacha l'maisa, the Gemara in Bava Basra says that in the maiden lemi shmuv lemi maisa, you're not allowed to learn halacha from something someone's teaching or even from a story unless a rav in question says This is halacha l'maisa. So,
does it make any difference whether they actively responded?
Makes no difference. So long as the Rav says, in fact, the Gemara over there says that that some chachamim would tell their students and say, ask me each time I make a psak, and I'll tell you if this is halach l'maisa. So, based on that, over here, him just teaching it in public, you're not allowed to paskin based on that, so therefore he's not chayav yet. But if he actually paskins like that, paskins for people to do like that, then he's a zaken mamre, and then he's chayav. Shnema be'ishusha yasev zadin levilti shmaya abegaymer, a person who does deliberately not going again, not listening in to the kohen or the shefet who is over there, not listening to the Sanhedrin. And a chayav actually yer lasis. He's not chayav unless he teaches to do. However, Talmud shayer lasis pater. A student, someone who does not have smicha ifm pish from Mishnah Beinu, if he paskins halacha against the Sanhedrin, then he's potter. He does not get a chenek like a zaken mamre. Nimsa chumrei kol alai. Comes out that this person, this Talmud who doesn't have smicha yet, his stringency that he's is not able to paskin in it fully yet, is also his leniency. And that if he does paskin, then he doesn't get tzchenek. So now the Gemara, Tanya, says in the Baisa, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Mitchil Alai Hayyamar bin Machlekes B'Yisrael. Originally, there wasn't into a lot of Machlekes among the Jews. There was occasional all arguments, notably, when it comes to Mrs. Bastin, Mrs. Bastin can only happen if there's at least at least one dissent. So there was some degree of argument, but the arguments always got resolved soon after. And if there was argument, in such as a Smich Echa on Yom Tov, it was few and far and few in between. The basin of 71 sat at an lishkas gadis al pesach hazara. Shnei batedin in shalasim v'shesha ad, and there was two batedin of 23. Echad yeshav pesach arbais v'echad yeshav al pesach hazara. One by, as the mission said, one by shalasim and one by the hazara. Meshar neganor. And then there was based in 23 in every Jewish city in Eretz Yisrael. If there was a question, then one would ask his own Bastin, the Bastin in his own town. If they knew the answer, they would say, they would go to the one and closest to the town. They would go to the next town over. If they heard, then they would say, and if not, then they continue as the Mishnah says. By the way, the Rambam holds, Rambam doesn't mention this step of going to a neighboring town. It seems that he holds that it's the Mishnah disagrees with that and holds that you just go straight from the basin of the town to the higher bias. You don't go to the neighbor. He knows that the Mishnah disagrees with this price, though. Vimlaban in Zeshal Pesach Arbais, Ad Sheban Lelashkas Gazis. Till finally they come up to Lashkas Gazis, Shasham Yeshvim, Mitam Shashacha, Tam Shabin Abayim. They would sit there from when from when the morning Talmud would be brought until the evening Talmud. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they wouldn't sit in their place in Lishkas HaGadis, they would sit it in the Chel, in the area right outside the Abyss Mikdash. Rashi explains two reasons. One, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there was a larger crowd. The Lishkas HaGadis is only so big. It can only hold so many people. So therefore, they sat in a more open area. The other explanation, which Rashi prefers, is that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to paskin, you're not allowed to judge. Ain't done in Shabbos. So, in order to make it clear that though they're sitting there, they're not sitting there in judgment, they would sit elsewhere, they would sit in the chel to make it as a hacker. Yeah.
Oh, simple monetary matter or
something. Monetary matter also, I think. Okay.
Someone.
Yeah, the Sanhedrin and job wasn't just to paskin and to judge. It was also to teach. That was in fact one of
teach as instruct.
Instruct, yeah. In fact, that was their instruct halacha and make sure that the Jews are following halacha. Make sure that the Jews learning is happening, that students are learning, that yeshivas are operating. They had a very a large job. Literally, the Jews is keeping Torah mitzvahs, everything traced back to them.
That was only their job, but let's say what a Rav of a shul.
A Rav of a shul.
Somebody has an argument. Present their sides.
Have the Rav do that job. Lechera not, but again, I have to check the Shulchan Aruch on that, and yeah. Or when he comes back, you can ask her about the buff. Nishala Bifneim. So the question would be asked before then, Imshamu Amrilahem, if they heard, then they would say, Vimlav in Leminion. If they did not hear what the halacha is in a certain case, then they did it go by vote. They'd discuss it and take a vote. Rabu Ham Tamin in Tiru. If most people said Tame, then Tame. If most people said Tar, then Tar. Or same if in Chayav Potter, same anything that was the Machlokes. However, Mishadabu Talmidei Shammai VeHillel, when in Hillel and Shammai, I had many students who, in Shalei Shemeshu Kol Sarkon, the students didn't do Shemesh fully, largely not their fault, largely this was a time of major upheaval. This was towards the end of the Bayis Sheni. It was very difficult to do proper shemush. So the students didn't do proper shemush, and therefore they didn't catch they learned the full Torah Shabbat Pet from Ishmael Pesh from Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire Torah Shabbat did still come clearly. Nothing was forgotten or left behind or ever. However, when it came to the logic, the svara didn't always catch their teacher's svaras, and therefore, when it comes to deciding new halachas, then they weren't always able to logic the proper way, causing in more machlekes, rather machlekes b'Yisrael, and indeed that caused more as increased machlekes b'Yisrael among Jews. Manasseh's Torah k'shtei seiros, and the Torah became like two Torahs. So we're ultimately, when Rebbe came, he was able to narrow it back down into one Torah, and from there we have it as it is now, thanks to the fact that in Rebbe's time there was more peace, and they were able to settle down and redo this process of Rabbi Matam and Timu, Rabbi Matam and Tiru. In between, from the students of Hillel and Shammai until El Rebbe, there just wasn't that as a settlement. There just wasn't that ability to do that. So therefore, it was like two Torahs for a period of time. So now, from Misham, from this Beit Nagadol, Shabbi Yerushalayim, from this Beit Nagadol 71, Kaisvin, they would write V'Shalchan B'chol Mekaymeis, and they would send the message to all places. The message would say, "Kol mishu il chacham mushval berach medrash biach nechemenu yehi dayin biirai." Anyone who's smart and humble and who people like should become a judge in his city. Smart, so that he's able to understand the halacha and able to teach it, and he knows what he's talking about. Humble, so that way, if at any point it's new. Something new comes along that proves him wrong, he'll be willing to accept it. He won't be stubborn and proud and stubbornly stick to his opinion, even if it's proven wrong. And that people accept him, so that way, if he paskins, people will listen to him, and he won't just be dismissed. Misham, from those basins in each town, Malan to the Harbayis, they bring up to the Harbayis, Misham Lazara, and from there up to the Azara, Misham Lishkas Gazis, and from there to Lishkas Gazis. If at any point any member of these Sanhedrins died, then they'd replace him with someone from one of these lower levels of Sanhedrin. So now on that note, the Gemara comments, Shalchamitam, they sent from Israel. Is there been an Elam Haba? Who's the person in who has a guaranteed a special place in Elam Haba? You say Kol Yisrael Yeshalem Chelek Elam Haba, but there are ways that there's different levels of Elam Haba. There's the lowest level that absolutely everyone gets, and then there's the level of that the Gemara says that if Zacha he gets, if Lai Zacha, then the Tzadikim of generation will take that place in Elam Haba instead. So now who's someone and who definitely has as this higher level of Elam Haba, who doesn't have to worry about that, and who's is all good for that? And Vasusan, someone who's humble, Ushal Berech, and modest. Ben Yehuda explains that means in modest both on the inside and outside. Shayef Ayo Shayef Nafik, he goes in and out, bent over. Marshall explains that it means that even if he's wealthy, he lives humbly, so that like he has to bend and down in order to go in and out of his door. Instead of living in like fancy mansions like rich people do, he lives poorly. And Yehuda explains it that it means that when he's going into other houses, then he keeps his eyes down, and when he's going out on the street, he keeps his eyes down to not gaze at things that he shouldn't look at. The Garis Barak said to Dira, and he learns Torah constantly. And he never thinks entirely of himself like I did it. It's so great. Different and the Mefarshim give different explanations how one can go about this. One suggestion given is it Gilgal? Everyone, for all you know, every person is a person can think that he's a Gilgal of someone who is a terrible Rasha. So now, even if he's learned Torah constantly and he's an Anav and he's a is going looking down, going in and out, both Ben Yehuda and Marshall's explanation, even if he's a Tzaddik Gomer, compared to how big a Rasha he was in his past life, it's nothing. So, therefore, a person should stay humble, because one never knows what's going on over there.
One of the points is that judge, does he have to say, I'm not humble?
Humility is seen in action, not in speech. Well, yes, in speech, but not in saying I'm a humble person. In it's seen in how a person acts. There's the story in Sfarim of the time by some where they called up all the humble people and all the chashuva people around the town. Went up to Sukhasara. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people who are actually humble in their deeds and actions, in their speech and actions. So now, upon hearing this, the Chachamim who heard this looked at Rav Ula Bar Abba because he fits all these criteria. Mark, can you turn around? There's four people who require public announcement by the Beis Din when they're executed. Metis, someone who incites people to serve Avodah Zarah. Avensar Amira, the kid who Avensar Amira, rebellious son. Zakan Mamre, a rebellious elder. Vedim Zemmin, and false witnesses. Witnesses who others can say Imanu Yisem, and you were with us elsewhere. So now, how do we know? B'chol uksiv b'hu b'chol ha'am b'chol Yisrael. By I make this, it says as b'chol ha'am, and the other two, it says as b'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. And everyone and should see and hear. So that tells us that, that there should be an announcement so that way everyone can see and hear. Made him Zimmin by Adam Zimmin, Xeb and Shardim. Everyone remaining should see and hear. Lav Kule Alma Chazilas Adosa, because not everyone is able to be a witness. People who gamble, people who gamble, for example, obviously, Inashem Vadim Ktanim, but those also can't be like an urban Saramega. But, The way how Adam Zimmin in work is if they give Adas and then another pair of Adam come and say, how could you say that you saw this happen over or here, or you were with us somewhere else?
They're amazing then, okay?
What?
They're amazing, the first group of witnesses.
They're contradicting the first group of witnesses, not by saying that this thing didn't happen, but by saying, we don't know if it happened, you were somewhere else. Right. There isn't Hasra for Adam Zimmin. The fact that Hachraza is that when they're getting their punishment, whether that they have to pay a the person in who they gave the false witness to, or that they get Malkus, or whatever punishment they get, there's an announcement. So Zakan Mamre, by Adam Zimmin, and not everyone's able to be an aid, so therefore not everyone's able to be an aid Zimmin. However, these other ones are applicable to everyone. Aben Sarah Mera and Zakan Mamre, Aben Sarah Mera can only be 13 in only very specific ways, and Zakan Mamre is only an elder. However, the Pesukim say, Malayasif and Lasif Kadavar Harazet. That they shouldn't do anything like this. That when people see a Ben Sarah Meir, they should see how serious the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim is, and how serious the mitzvah of stealing, and how serious all these stuff are, and be inspired to keep Torah. And same for Ben Sarah Meir, people will see how even in a member of the Sanhedrin can be punished like this, as if we're not listening to Sanhedrin. And they should learn to follow that kind of thing. However, Eid Zemim is specifically other people should learn not to follow this specific kind of thing of being a false witness. And not everyone can be a false witness, because not everyone can be a witness in the first place. So your first advantage card. So now we're a new subject. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Mitzvos Bidei Adam. There's three people there's three types of Nevi'im who gets the death penalty by people, and there's three types Bidei Shemayim. Hamsav Mashle Shama, someone who gives a nevuah on what he did not hear. Bryce over there continues that he also someone on who would. It will give the nevuah one is that he didn't get that no such nevuah existed at all. Another area is that nevuah did exist, but it was given to someone else, a fellow navi, and he gave it instead of that a navi who received the nevuah. And the third one is someone who gives a nevuah in the name of a idols. And the Mitzvah de Shemayim. And someone who goes against his own nevuah, someone who doesn't, who refuses to give his nevuah, and I'm forgetting the third one right now.
The one who
doesn't give his nevuah, I said. And what's the third one? I'm forgetting the third one right now. They'll come to me. Those are the three. So the three that are punished by man. The first one, someone who says what he didn't hear, can go and see Kia ben Kanana. An example is the Kia ben Kanana. And the in the story of Achav, in his final war, he went to various Nevi'im, and all of them said, "Go, you're going to be victorious." Basically, word for word, the same thing that each other said. One of them, Emsikya ben Knana, even said, he picked up iron urn horns and said, "With these, you'll defeat Ammon." Yehoshaphat didn't trust in the Nevi'im and said, "Is there a real Navi here?" The real Navi, he said that Achav would die. Achav didn't believe it. They went to battle. Achav died. But the Jews did win that battle. So the Siv says, Psukim say, V'yas leitzit kevin k'nani k'nani barzel. Else, Sid Kevin kind of made iron horns and gave us false nevuah. So now Adamar asks, "May I have a little mevad? What should he have done? Ruach Navis, as he say. Navis's spirit tricked him." The pasuk says, "V'yemar Hashem miyefata es Achav." Who's going to trick Achav? Who's going to get Achav to go up? Who's going to incite Achav to go up to fight Aram in the battle that he'll die in? V'yal v'yipel b'Ramis Gilad. That he'll go up and die in Ramis Gilad. And so can continue. V'yaseir ruach v'yam melefnei Hashem. The spirit went out and stood before Hashem. V'yamer ani afatenu. I'll incite him. V'yamer tefata v'gam tochal. You can and incite and you'll be successful. Oh, but go out and do it. Rabbi Yehuda might say, "Same in Mechitasi." Rabbi Yehuda explains, "What does it mean? Leave in my presence." Hashem Novice's idea of how to incite Achav to go to war was to send a false nevuah, and Hashem said, "Devashkarim leikin l'negedeni." Yeah, I can't tolerate lies. If you're going to lie, get out of here. So, my ruach, and what's this spirit? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ruach eshel navis. Say Israeli, the spirit of navis. The pasuk says, and the spirit came. So the spirit have to refer to a spirit that referred that showed up previously, to refer to the spirit of Novice that Achav killed. So, he wanted revenge. And so here's how he got revenge. So, based on this, he didn't know that he was getting false Nebuah. He got a Nebuah from a novice spirit that Achav would win. And he'd survive. So, the man said, have a little midak. Tzidkia ben Knana should have had some suspicion and checked to see if this Nebuah was actually a real Nebuah. Reb Yitzchak, as Reb Yitzchak says. Dam Reb Yitzchak, Signan Echad El Lacham Nevi'im, one message can come to many Nevi'im, Ve'in Sne Nevi'im Samnim Signan Echad. But no two Nevi'im will give the same Nebuah. And he gives an example. Avadia Emer, Zod and Bechi Isiacha, the sin of your heart are to sent you in astray. Yermia Emer, if of Sacha Isiacha, Zod and Becha. Your bad ways sent you the wrong path. That's following the evil of your heart. Both gave the same. Both had the same message, but both gave it across differently. There's a Mepharshim notes two major exceptions. One by Elder the Medad, that Stigmar previously said that they gave the same message, and gives different explanations as what that message was. And over there they were like one person. They were El Dad, Umay Dad. They're like a Yankee Midad Echad. So they were under one Nebuah. And similarly, by Kriyas Yamsuf, the entire Jewish nation had Nebuah, and Az Yashar Meshav Nei Yisrael, well, they're all saying the same Nebuah. They're all saying in Az Yashar. How could they all say the exact same thing? So again, over there, they're all getting from the same source. They're all getting through Moshe Rabbeinu. However, when Nevi'im are not getting through other Nevi'im, when they're getting it through their own Nebuah, and through their own channel, as Nevi'im tend usually do, then, and it's suspicious if they're all giving the same Nebuah. So the fact that they're all giving the same Nebuah should have gotten Tzidkia ben Knana to double check that and see if this was actually a real Nebuah. The Vani Mikrami Ikoli Ba'adadi, the fact that all of them were saying the same thing, Shema Minah Lav Klum Kami, proof that they weren't saying anything, that it was amounted to nothing. The fact that Tzidkia ben Knana was not executed, but at the time, the Rishayim were in power, there wasn't a way for the Sanhedrin to execute. Therefore, Tzidkia was got out of the execution. And I misspaced him. Hashem, of course, took care of him as he did. So then Gemara asks, "Tum alay haviyada alay lahadar av yitzchak?" Okay. So, what if Tzidkia ben Knana simply didn't know this principle? Maybe he didn't know that all Nevi'im give different Nebuahs. My answer is Yehoshaphat Havahasim. Yehoshaphat was over there. Mekarvah Lahu, and he said to them, and he told all of them that this is a false Nebuah. Tichsev, as the Pasuk says, Vayimei Yehoshaphat, Pein Pein Navi Eid LaHashem. Is there not a real Navi here? He recognized that all these were false Nevi'im. Amalei, Achav tried arguing, Ha'ika Kolhani, there's all of these people here. So Amalei, Kachma Kamalim Bitab, Aviyaba, I have this, it's a tradition from Dovin HaMelech, Sign Echad, Eilal Kama Nevi'im, Vein Sign Nevi'im, Vesam Sign Echad. Many Nevi'im can get the same message, but no two Nevi'im will get the same message. So are we is there being incentive for that, for the fact that he didn't listen to Yair Shafat's warning that a false nevuah, that many people giving the exact same message is a sign of false nevuah?
So one more time. So by Ozzy Osher, the all data say the same thing. Is it a nevuah or isn't it?
It's a nevuah, but it's not their own nevuah. Ozzy Osher Moshe of Neisrael, Moshe first, and the Neisrael all after, because they were getting their nevuah, so not directly from Hashem. Yeah. Moshe's chant. So therefore, since Moshe is the channel, they're all getting through Moshe, so they're all able to get the same message from Moshe. And similarly by Eldad and Medad, they weren't channeling through each other, but they were both channeling through the exact same source. However, in general, Nevi'im don't have that. In general, Nevi'im, each one is their own person. Everyone's their own person. Everyone has their own source. By the way, note that not all of the Mefarshim even agree that Eldad and Medad each gave the exact same nevuah, but I'm going to argue that each of them gave one half of the nevuah. For example, one of the opinions in the Gemara is that they prophesied that Moshe would die and Yeshua would bring them into their land. So they argue that one of them prophesied that Moshe would die and the other one prophesied that Yeshua would lead them into land. So whichever way it is, that's an exception to the rule. That's not the rule. A general rule. And especially with a number over here, there was 40 Nevi'im over here, all saying the exact same thing. So, there wasn't any, and none of them were like leader or follower kind of situation. They were all basically equal to each other. The fact that they're all getting the exact same thing means that there's something suspicious going on here. What time is my
55.
Maybe we could go a little longer. Here's someone who gives his prophecy what's not said to him. So these are now going to be stuff that are mitzvah shemayim. I think. No, so, this is still Mitzvah de Adam. So someone gives a nevuah that he was not given, that someone else was given. So an example is Chanan ibn Azar. This is the second one, yeah.
Then
soon
he's
going to
be the one that gets
Malchus. No, Malchus is a separate thing. That's one of the ones that's Mitzvah de Shemayim. But adds that he gets Malchus. And the Mepharshim explained that it's not regular Malchus, it's Malchus to until he dies, is a kind of thing. That's more going to be for tomorrow, and my father's going to be back by then. Well, for Sunday, my father's going to be back by then until on Sunday. Not on Friday or Shabbos, but on Sunday. My father will discuss that one. The second case that's mentioned by Adam, someone who prophesies a nevuah that is a real nevuah but wasn't given to him. So the example is Chanan ben Azar. The Kai Yirmiya b'shoke el yain, Yirmiya stood in the upper market, and he said, Toyam Hashem, hinni sheves keshes Elam. So Hashem, I'm going to destroy Elam. So that's a Chanan ya kalvachayim b'asmai. Ananya made a kal v'chaymer over there. A kal v'chaymer is a way one of the 30 minutes of Sertem and Jeffers by. Therefore, if a kal v'chaymer can be made on the Nebuah, then it's considered as part of the Nebuah. So Chanan made this kal v'chaymer and said, Umar Elam Shleb Lazarus Babel. Elam only came to help Babel conquer the Jews. And America Shbaruch Hu, Hinnish Eves Gershus Elam. I'm going to destroy Elam. Pass the Masman, the Babylonians themselves, Ach's Kamuchama. How much more so that they're going to be destroyed? So I see Bishuk HaTachtain, he came in the southern market, Amar, and he said, Kaim HaShem, and so said HaShem, Shabbat is El Melech Bavel. I'm going to destroy a Bavel. So I'm going to pop a Abaya, or pop a Ask Abaya. Hailech Haveri Nami Leinemar. This wasn't even said to Yirmiyah. This was something that Hananya made himself, a Kavuchaymer. So Amalei Kevin is Yav of Kavuchaymer Lemidrash command is a Tamar, a dummy. The fact that there's a Kavuchaymer makes it as if it was actually said. Who knew Leinemar Le? However, he himself was not told us. So now with seemingly, a bubble was not destroyed. The fact is, so the answer is, that bubble was in fact destroyed. That is a valid kavuchemer to make. That bubble was in fact destroyed, but later on, after bubble took over Israel and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, later on, they were destroyed. So that kavuchemer was a valid kavuchemer, but that Hananya was wrong in the saying that it would be in 2 years and that it would be and that the Churban would not happen. That was his mistake. Hananya also wasn't killed B'nai Adam, instead he was killed B'nai Shemayim, because by then the Sanhedrin wasn't around anymore. Sanhedrin was exiled in the times of Yechaniah. Famously, Mordechai, one of the major members of Sanhedrin, was Im Yechaniah Melech Yehuda. So there wasn't in the Sanhedrin anymore. So his death wasn't able to be B'day Adam. So instead, Yirmiyah prophesied that it would be B'day Shemayim. The third one, and is prophesying in the name of Vedazarak again to be a Baal, the prophets of the Baal. So those are the three that get misspaced in. And as from tomorrow, we'll continue with the three that get misspaced in. Allah from Shulchan Aruch. So, it explained previously that you're not allowed to interrupt between putting on Shaliyad and Shalruch. If one did make an interruption, then the bracha made on the Shaliyad does not apply to a Shalruch, and so he has to make two brachas on the Shalruch. The next turn, I'll miss us telling. Two brachas. However, the Alter Rebbe continues, when is this the case? When he spoke about stuff that are not necessary for putting on Shaliyad. If, however, he spoke about stuff that is necessary for putting on tefillin, then it's not considered an interruption, and so you just make the bracha al mitzvas tefillin on a shal reich. And Lemaisa, I believe, I forget whether it's the Tzemach Tzedek or whether the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur. I believe it's in the Siddur. Yeah, that he says otherwise, and our we know that's what and the difference in between Siddur and the Shulchan Aruch, then we follow the Siddur. So in the Siddur it says that I'll miss a tefillin if you made an interruption and you don't make both brachas either way.
Good.
And in Yom Gilu Mashiach, sorry. Explains that from the there's a stuff that bring the goal out. Being in the school of pile Gila, there's things that daily things that bring in Gola and revealed. And for one of them is a strength in Amona and the desire to from Mashiach to the point where it's felt by him as any time that Mashiach hasn't come yet, then these are incomplete, and that helps bring Mashiach.